Is it possible that somebody rages beyond their circumstances, makes the necessary sacrifices, and will continue to make necessary sacrifices along the way, and keep on doubling, tripling, quadrupling their effort, and still not get to their outcomes? No, not possible. Hi, I'm Srini Sripalli, and I welcome you to my podcast, Success with Srini, a daily podcast that will help you find simple solutions to life's complex problems. Career, health, business, relationships, finances, life is full of possibilities, yet it comes with its own set of unknowns. My idea, my intent with this podcast is to coach you on a daily basis so that you get motivated, you get inspired, you succeed in life, and you take over the world. Let's get started. There are five things we now know are responsible for stopping you, prohibiting you, restricting you, and sabotaging you from the success that you want to create. Five things. By the way, this is not some academic study. This is me working with people. This is my personal experience. In my life, I've seen haste, waste, greed, self-centeredness, and unnecessary competitiveness. These five things have stopped me and numerous other people I studied has stopped them and every philosopher, every guide, every coach from history. These five things. Is it possible that somehow these five things can be changed so that you can get to the success that you are seeking? Yes, there is enough proof that if you somehow can change these five, you can get to the end outcome. And by the way, we all are trying to change this over a long period of time. Maybe 5, 10, 15, 20 years, whenever you started your personal journey of self-improvement, you probably tempted unknowingly to resolve these. It's impossible for someone to be a student of self-improvement for a long amount of time and not to come across these five things. Some book, some coach, some mentor did tell you to get rid of these things. You read something, you listened to someone, you participated in a discussion, maybe you experienced something. All of that told you to let go of the haste, waste, greed, self-centeredness, and unnecessary competitiveness so that you can get to the outcome. And by the way, when I tell people that get rid of these five, people refuse to listen. And people justify, you know, their thinking is right and their engagement with life is correct and they will get there. And when I ask them, listen, you have been trying to create the success in your career, business, relationships, finances, whatever, for the last 10, 15, 20 years. It's not happening. They don't want to agree. To prove them that something has to change. Here are the three things I tell them. Number one, if you are getting repetitive results over and over and over again, despite of your best efforts, something has to change. If you are feeling overall in your life that you have some sense of mediocrity, actually a large sense of mediocrity, then something has to change. Nobody wants to be mediocre. If you are experiencing friction with things and with people around you, something has to change. These three things, repetitive results, mediocrity, and friction living, these three things are responsible, are enough proof to show you that something has to change. And what do you change? Haste, waste, greed, self-centeredness, and unnecessary competitiveness. I'm not saying don't let go of ambition. I'm not saying competitiveness is not important, but you are in competition with you, not with anybody else. In order for tomorrow's glory to happen, your today's story has to change. And there are three things that will change your today's story. Number one, you have to overcome your current circumstances. Because you are bigger than your current circumstances, then that's the truth. Number two, you need to make some more sacrifices. Hoping that something will change is not enough. Sacrifice here means some relationships, some expectations, some money, some equations. I don't know. It could be anything. Or it could be all of the above. No idea. It's for you to figure it out. And number three, increase the effort. See, if I'm putting a small amount of effort over and over again and I'm expecting an outcome, no. What if I double the effort, triple the effort, quadruple the effort? What happens now? Is it possible that somebody rages beyond their circumstances, makes the necessary sacrifices, and will continue to make necessary sacrifices along the way, and keep on doubling, tripling, quadrupling their effort, and still not get to their outcomes? No, not possible. Hopefully you heard what I tried to convey. Hopefully you heard what I was trying to express. Something has to change, and you got to take it seriously. And guess what? I'm trying to change as many things as possible. This podcast will change. The way I speak will change. I just hired an accent reduction coach, by the way. After 25 years in America, can you believe that? Why? Because I want to take this podcast to the next level. And I need to think, act, deliver what is happening in my mind. My muscles, my tongue, my vocal cords have to support the outcome that I want to create or the experience I want to create as a part of this podcast. Something has to change. I can't stay mediocre, you see. Hopefully today's podcast episode was helpful. If it was, do me a favor. Please share it with your friends and family. Let them know that something good is happening here. Write a review. Give a rating. And if you have a question for me, let me know. Text me on the show number 888-818-0404. I promise you, I'll respond to you. Call me. Leave me a message on the same number, 888-818-0404. I will use your question as a voice drop on this podcast, and I'll respond to your question in the next episode. In fact, as soon as possible. You take care. I'll talk to you as early as tomorrow.
Thanks for listening. Srini Sarupalli is one of the most sought-after speakers, trainers, and motivators in the world today. His radio and TV shows reach over 1 million people worldwide. Srini has positively impacted the lives of over 400,000 people through his seminars, webinars, and workshops. For more information, go online to www.successwithsrini.com. That's successwithsrini.com.